Father's Day is rapidly approaching, and if your dad already has a garage full of tools and insists no more ties, then I suggest you try this episode's sponsor, Homefield Apparel. Homefield is a premium brand based in Indianapolis, creating incredibly comfortable, officially licensed collegiate wear from over 150 colleges. They dive deep into each school's history, finding unique logos and mascots to craft nostalgic designs. So for a Father's Day gift to knock out the competition, why don't you take your dad down memory lane of his college glory years when he was big man on campus? You can do this by making sure you head to homefieldapparel.com. Again, that's homefieldapparel.com.
You've got that inkling to know, and we've got all the facts and figures of all the football history headlines for October 9th coming at you. We're going to talk about a game without penalties, one of only four times in NFL history. And we're also going to talk about some great legends of the game, like Walter Steffen and Mike Singletary, coming up in just a few minutes. PigskinDispatch.com is a proud affiliate of the Sports History Network, the headquarters of sports yesteryear. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're broadcasting from the Pig Pen in Western Pennsylvania, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So, with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines. Hello, my football friends, and how are we doing today? This is Darren Hayes from PigskinDispatch.com, and we're going to go through football's history headlines for October 9th today, and we'll start off in the year 1886 on October 9th in New York City at a rules convention, and it was held, and it was voted to have a championship game on Thanksgiving Day, the first game ever scheduled on a holiday to our knowledge, and the use of only one type of ball for the rest of the season, the Lily White Number J. Then we go some 50 years later, in 1938 on October 8th, the Cleveland Rams and the Chicago Bears played in one of only four NFL games that did not have a penalty called in it. The game at Cleveland Stadium, according to ProFootballHallOfFame.com, had the Rams upset the previously unbeaten Bears 14-7 as the winning touchdown came on a fumble recovery by the Rams' Carl Littlefield, returned 23 yards for the score. The referee in that game was Ed Cochran. Some 72 years after that, on October 9th, 2010, the unranked University of South Carolina knocks off number one ranked Alabama University by the score of 35-21. What a shocker there. Now, as we always like to do, we're going to celebrate and remember the Hall of Famers of both the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame on their birthdays for this October 9th. And we'll start in 1886 on this part of the deal, too, with Walter Steffen, a halfback slash quarterback from the University of Chicago. The FootballFoundation.org website bio on Walter tells us that he was one of the favorite players of head coach Amos Alonzo Stagg while with the University of Chicago Maroons. Stagg loved the shiftiness of the youngster so much that after his sophomore season, Steffen was moved into the quarterback position. Walter Steffen was an All-American in each of his three seasons with the Maroons and accounting for a whopping 156 points by himself during that period that he played from 1906 through 1908. After his eligibility was exhausted, Walter joined Stagg's coaching staff for a period and went to graduate school, eventually getting his law degree and soon after being named judge in the Chicago court system. He couldn't get the gridiron out of his blood, though, as he soon took over the head coaching duties at Carnegie Tech in Pittsburgh in 1914 and held that position off and on through the 1932 season. His final coaching record stood at a respectable 88 wins, 53 losses, and 6 ties, especially when you consider the competition his teams faced with the likes of Notre Dame, USC, Yale, Army, Pittsburgh, and Georgia Tech. The College Football Hall of Fame inducted Walter Steffen into their museum in the year 1969. We hope right now, while you're taking this little break from our football history, that you'll hit the subscribe button on this podcast player, and also that you'll email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And now a couple words from one of my buddies at the sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, this is John Gidley. Join me each Friday for a trip into the football attic, where I'll delve into forgotten but noteworthy stories of the National Football League. You're bound to learn something new or have your memory jogged each week. That's every Friday, only on the Sports History Network, and wherever podcasts are available.
We continue our Legends of the Game and Hall of Famers birthday celebrations on October 9th, 1930, as Hank Lurasella was a halfback from the University of Tennessee during the seasons of 1949 through 1951. The footballfoundation.org website states that Lurasella was named Mr. Everything, as a two-way player was the key man in the Vols' single-wing offense, using his legs and arms to move the ball, as well as being the starting safety on defense and the main return man for both punts and kicks. In 1950, the Volunteers sported a record of 10 wins and 1 loss and were crowned the national champions by the Dunkel Index. Lurasella was pivotal in the team's scoring as he rushed for 573 yards that season with a 4.7 yard average while carrying the ball over the goal line 4 times and tossed it for 5 more scores. The team was invited into the Cotton Bowl in 1951 to cap off the brilliant season as they faced the Texas Longhorns. Hank started the offense early in the game with a very memorable run that started on the Vols' 20-yard line, had him weave through the Texas defense in reverse direction 3 times before him being taken down at the Longhorn 5-yard line. The 75-yard scamper set up the first score of the day and led to a Tennessee 20-14 victory. In the game, Lurasella had 131 yards on the ground and was inducted into the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame. How do you follow up a junior season such as that? Well, in 1951, Hank Lurasella won the Heisman Trophy, averaging over 7 yards per carry for the entire season, and the Associated Press this time voted the team as the national champions at Tennessee. The National Football Foundation voted Hank Lurasella into their College Football Hall of Fame in the year 1981. Our next legend was born on October 9th, 1958, and that's Mike Singletary, a linebacker that played for Baylor University from 1977 through 1980 season. The National Football Foundation's website points out that Mike was a 4-year letterman and set a school record for tackles in a season with 232 as a sophomore and career tackles of 662. In 1978, in a game against Arkansas, he registered an astounding 35 tackles in one game. Needless to say, Baylor named an award for the standout, aptly called the Mike Singletary Award, for the senior that brings an honor to the school by contributing to Baylor football's program. The website Britannica.com records that the Chicago Bears drafted Mike Singletary in the second round of the 1981 NFL Draft. Despite not starting until the 8th game of his first season, he received an all-rookie team accolades. He went on to have a brilliant 12-year career with the Bears and was one of the top 2 tacklers on the team in his last 10 years played, as well as making it to the Pro Bowl in each of those 10 seasons as well. He was an NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 1985 and again in 1988. The 1985 season was the one that the Bears were arguably the best defense ever in the NFL, as they allowed a mere 12.4 points per regular season game on their way to the Super Bowl victory and outscored their playoff opponents 91-10, and Mike Singletary was the anchor of that great defense. The College Football Hall of Fame inducted Mike into their group in 1995. The Pro Football Hall of Fame followed that up with an invite to Mike Singletary of their own in 1998, his first year of eligibility. After playing, Mike went into coaching, even being an NFL head coach for the San Francisco 49ers for a few seasons. That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Darren Hayes, host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcast. I hope you've enjoyed another great episode here on Sports History Network. Now, speaking of sports history, this episode was brought to you by Firefly Books, and they have 2 great ones for you this summer. For basketball fans, they have the NBA 75, the definitive history by author Dave Zarum, who's appeared on our Jersey Dispatch podcast recently. He tells about the experience, the thrilling journey of the NBA from its humble beginnings to its modern glory. Uncover the untold stories of triumph, controversy, and the greatest stars of the game. This isn't just a book. It's courtside seats to over 75 years of NBA history. And for the golf enthusiasts, swing into The Golf Round, I'll Never Forget by Matt Adams. Relive 50 of golf's most memorable moments through the eyes of the legends themselves. From Garcia's triumph at the 2017 Masters to Nicklaus' miraculous 1986 comeback, it's the closest you'll get to walking the fairways with golf's greatest. Get your summer read on. Grab a copy of NBA 75 or The Golf Round I'll Never Forget, available online or at your favorite bookstore.